Frescando pra essa.
That's our intro.
Hellos.
Not evenings.
This is the thing. Hi. Now we go. The plural of hello is hellos.
Hellos.
Hellos. Hellos.
Mornings.
Mornings.
Mornings. Mornings. Mornings. Hi. Hi.
Welcome to Bioscope Rasa. This is the show where we talk movie news, shorts, trailers, gossip. Do we ever do gossip?
No, we're not a tabloid. Well, isn't this on?
I mean, well, we spoke about Jared Leto's cult, but okay, that's maybe
we
not
spoke gossip. About Army Hammer possibly drinking blood.
Yeah, but we didn't speak about who they were wearing or something.
Like that. Whilst drinking.
Yeah.
How can you get derailed in the intro?
Well, it's all the cuck in between as well. That's what we talk.
Yeah.
And in this special episode, it's a movie cock talk.
MKT.
MKT. Jody likes to use letters for things that don't need letters. Oh, what do you?
Also called acronyms.
Yeah, acronyms. The monster is wearing off. Me so weak.
Yeah. If you haven't listened to the other episode, you will know what Ross
you know
is
what I need?
About.
I need another monster.
Oh, yeah. The monster that's under your bed?
And the monster inside me.
That's deep.
Yeah, his name's James. He lives around the corner now.
I miss.
No. So welcome. It's another MKT episode. With the MKT, Jody and I just discuss whatever movie topics we want to talk cuck about.
We have so much cuck that we like to talk.
Oh, I love talking cuck.
That we dedicated a whole episode to it.
I mean, if it's one thing we're good at, it is not this, but we're trying anyway.
We're finding ourselves.
We are finding ourselves, and you're along for the journey. And just shut the fuck up and put the seatbelt on, because it's going to get not that wild. We actually stick to the speed
you
limit.
You were bolting up there.
I know, right? Sorry. We actually stick to the speed limit.
Your body was like, and then...
I actually have two fines that I need to sort out, so I need to stick to the speed limit.
Because they might start doing demerit points.
Oh, yeah, fuck. Do you know where they catch me? There was a spot. Some of you don't know, or you possibly don't know Cape Town, but there's a spot as you leave Cape Town to go to Duval, on Duval Drive, and there's flats on your left, and they usually put a camera at a certain spot. But now what they've been doing...
They moved it 5 meters forward or back.
No, they moved it back like a solid 20 meters.
So you get comfortable... You're like, oh, it's not there today.
But it's at a spot.
Downshift.
Where they can, I fucking doubt you, bro.
You know, because he's still in that Fast and Furious vibe.
And
downshift.
I'm also, the Fast and Furious reviews put me on another level, bro. I was like.
We were both driving
we were driving very fast. And neither of us have fast cars.
No.
But in our hearts.
In our hearts in our clutches.
Yeah, La Familia. Mm. So they put it a solid 20 meters down, but what the special about the spot is they can position the camera and you can't see the van. So the van is sort of down the hill and they just run the wire to the camera. So you can't fuck see it. Now I cannot speed past that
you know point. What would help?
When?
Driving the speed limit.
I mean
you damn
but when you live your life 1/4 mile at a time. It's hard to do that.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But anyway, this is about movies.
It is.
And this movie, Cuck Talk, is specifically about a director's cut.
Okay? A director's cut that you and I have referenced a lot.
Fuck. Okay, so let's start. Let's give you a quick history.
Movie Cuck Talk.
We love superhero movies.
We love them.
Yeah, we love them a lot. And you have your Marvel, your MCU, your Marvel Cinematic Universe. Very successful. Endgame, Avengers, the works. Then the other comic book company is DC. Detective Comics.
Yeah.
That's where it started out as. But anyway, so they have your characters, your Batman, your Superman, your Wonder Woman.
The biggest superhero.
The Holy Trinity,
the
you call them. Yeah. They are the most popular, no?
The most well-known.
I think Marvel's most well-known was at one point Spider-Man. But anyway, Batman, Superman, everyone knows them. So, obviously, they also wanted to launch their movie universe. And coming off the back of Christopher Nolan's trilogy of The Dark Knight, they were like, because that was a closed trilogy, like, right? Mm. That was a series unto itself.
Self-contained.
Yeah.
The only other hero that was referenced was Robin.
Yeah.
There was no reference to Superman.
And I didn't like the way they used Robin. But that's another discussion.
All other discussion.
So they launched their cinema. Jody?
Was she nervous?
Did you guys hear that? Jody just moved his chair while we're recording.
I can't flash my crotch to you if I sit in
that. Yeah, but I don't mind. I mean, this is a safe space.
I know.
Do you want to take your top off?
Not now.
Well, if you do it, I'll do it.
Okay. Just give us a couple of minutes quickly.
Now it's a party.
Oh, so much cooler with my nipples out.
Oh, they are impressive. Uh-huh. Like two burger patties in your chest.
Oreos.
Where were we?
The thing we're reviewing.
Yes. So, well, it's not more of a discussion. It's a movie cartoon. So, they launched with Man of Steel in 2013, right? That's around the same time as Iron Man 3 and Thor 2. What's this note?
Just can't. We prep before these things.
One off of us prep.
So, contextually, that was where the MCU was at.
I see.
Superman.
Yeah, so they were Thor 2, the second Thor. Not to be confused with Thor 4, the fourth Thor.
Thor 2, Thunder.
That was a forgettable movie, that one.
Right.
And Iron Man 3 was also had its issues.
Worst ever.
But now you're talking about a kind of a low point in a series that is like exceptional.
Russ, before we go on.
Jody.
So this MKT is about the Snyder Cut.
Yes, it's about... Oh my
Which
God,
we didn't even...
So, okay, but what I was getting to, the launch was Man of Steel, very divisive film.
Yes.
56% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yes.
It did gross a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it was since the Brandon Routh Superman, it was that pedophile, what's his name?
Brian Singer.
Brian Singer, yeah. Hashtag fuck Brian Singer. Hashtag little boys, please don't fuck Brian Singer.
Yes.
Protect boys from fuck. Ah, oh, there's too many
Just
hashtags.
Brian Singer's a douche.
Yeah. God. Sorry, I dropped a C bomb again. I need to stop doing that. Anyway, so that was years ago, and this was now the reboot, the new vision for Superman.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed that film for the most part.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, pretty good soundtrack also.
Yeah, I mean, that's because you have the iconic Christopher Reeve theme song, Superman theme song. So I didn't think they could even, not top it, but reach that sort of same inspiration. But they managed it with this one.
Definitely.
And then after that, we got Batman v Superman.
They managed something.
Dawn of Justice. Yeses.
Which happened to come out at round about the same time as Civil War for Marvel.
Yeah, which is a highlight.
And also the Doctor Strange film. So,
So, Batman v Superman disappointed me greatly.
Mm.
Rotten Tomatoes scored 28%.
Yeah.
It did gross more than Superman of Steel, but it cost more also.
Yeah, look, I think overall, if you look at that marketing campaign and how much that film cost, we did the budget of about $300 million, plus marketing and stuff, easily pushing it to over $700 million, and it only made $870. I say only in comparison with what its budget was.
Yeah, so I was excited for that because... of the Ben Affleck Batman, basically. I really wanted to see that. And I do feel that he was the best part of that film.
Yeah, far and away. A lot of people loved Gal Gadot's introduction as Wonder Woman. But I think Ben Affleck as Batman.
Yeah.
There was a ton of backlash from fans when he was announced.
Yeah.
People like, how on earth can we cast him? I think the dude performed.
He really did.
He was brilliant.
And he has his own Batcave, eh? Did I tell it? Yeah.
And he kept the suit and he like wears it to his kids' party and shit.
My bro, I would wear it to work.
Definitely.
Real power move.
Oh, does it come with an Alfred?
No.
Why not?
Because where in South Africa, where are you going to get a white butler?
No Santa.
Anyway, interesting. That was all. Gal Gadot's story is kind of similar to Vision's story.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name?
Paul Bettany.
Paul Bettany, yeah. Mm. So she was about to also give up on Hollywood.
Ah.
And that was her last audition.
Mm-hmm.
And she landed that role.
Yeah.
That's crazy, no?
That is crazy.
Because she still can't act.
She's still getting work.
Still getting work. So anyway, that takes us to Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the build-up, think about this, right? Marvel works on their entire film series to a point, and that takes 11 years.
Yeah.
And the payoff for Endgame was amazing.
Incredible.
But this isn't an MCU discussion.
No.
Think
no.
Just the fact that they took 10 years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They introduced characters. They mm-hmm. built story. They
got us invested.
Teased the villains. Got mm-hmm. us invested. Everything. They mm-hmm. did the work.
And they did all of that with what could be considered B-level characters.
Yeah.
In terms of comic book fame, right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about characters who were like super, super popular.
No.
They weren't Marvel's best characters.
Yeah. They were the B team.
They were the B team.
Some C team.
Definitely some vein spanning.
Yeah, brother. So now you think of that 11 years. Now you just think of what it took to get to Avengers 1.
Mm-hmm.
How many movies was before that?
Four.
Four movies.
No, it was Iron Man.
Iron Man.
Captain America.
Captain
Thor.
America. Thor.
Technically Incredible.
Incredible Hulk. Technically.
Mm.
And then they did Avengers.
But, yeah.
But all along that route, they were introducing people and whatever. Mm. So when Avengers popped around, it felt natural.
Yeah.
Amazing movie, Avengers 1.
Still holds up.
DC wanted to do this in three movies.
Yeah.
And they went.
I will say this. Sounds funny.
Say this.
I will. Because it's the same space.
Yeah.
Very same space.
I mean, our tops are off.
We are topless.
Do you want to go bottoms too?
Let me first say this and then we'll see if the blue is all right.
Okay, say this.
DC was working with top tier characters, right? The characters they are using did not need as much of an introduction as what the Marvel characters needed.
No.
So, theoretically, they could have gone straight into something bigger, but I don't think it works here just because of how they've done it and with the quality of films that they used.
Yeah, so in contrast to the MCU, the DC universe is quite dark and serious and, you know, in my opinion, takes itself way too seriously.
Way too seriously.
And this is the universe that was set up by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Zack Snyder of 300, Dawn of the Dead remake, right?
Watchmen.
What else did he do?
Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
I like Sucker Punch.
You can fuck off with that
idea. I like Sucker Punch.
Sucker Punch.
Visually stunning.
No, it's misogyny parading as empowerment. That's what it is. That's what it is. Jamie.
And it ends with a lobotomy.
Have my back here. And Jamie's Jody's sister. She's woke as fuck.
Woke.
We're just going to call her Jamie, the woke F resident.
Mm. Yeah.
She'll be the judge of what's woke.
Like, I'm down on you.
I don't care. What are you going to do? Comment on the internet.
Hashtag.
And she's going to SJW me to death. So it is misogyny parading as empowerment. Thank you very much. So Zack Snyder, and he was given the keys to the kingdom.
Yeah, the plan when Zack Snyder was brought in by DC was he was doing Superman, was doing Batman vs. Superman as well, and then two Justice League films, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
The plan was at that stage that they would do Justice League 1, Justice League 2. With Zack Snyder, he was directing everything, writing all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the game
plan. DC believed that Marvel was beating them because of their vibrant and colorful characters and everything.
Yeah, and I think just for a little bit more backstory, you mentioned the Christopher Nolan Batman earlier. So that was also coming out when the first few DC movies were coming out, but was not part of this universe, the DCEU.
And Christopher Nolan was very successful with his grounded, sort of darker in tone Batman.
Yeah, which is why we got a Superman that was so much more grounded, because he produced that film.
Yeah, but you can't do that with Superman, okay? Superman is supposed to get... I'm not going to get into it. You upset me.
But don't you like Fisherman Cavill?
Yeah, you're big.
I don't want to be a Superman. No, that's all his dad's fault.
Park Lock. Park Lock. I'm glad he's dead.
Dumbass. don't come save me from a tornado.
He did not have to die. Oh. He did not have to die.
He didn't even have to save that dog. But we digress.
Yo. So,
we should start putting money in the tangent jar.
Why?
So that we can go to Mykonos end of the year.
It's all right. We got timeshare.
Do you have timeshare?
Yeah, yeah. But we got God, is off week
like,
only.
I was going to say it's like Tuesday to Thursday.
The dead of winter. Anyway, for anyone who's from another country, we don't mean actual Mykonos in Greece. We're talking about Club Mykonos, a holiday resort in South Africa.
That takes you
to Mykonos in Greece.
To Mykonos in Greece.
Yeah. It's basically the same type of buildings and stuff, but it's all right.
Just less Greek.
Yeah.
A lot less Greek.
Less Greek. Did you know Greek is also means anal when it comes to
really
intercourse? Yeah.
Is it because of the oil?
What?
You know, like oily hair, oily food.
Oily anus?
Yeah.
I don't.
Surely you need some.
Okay, I think we're in waters that we can't explore any further. We're both out
we
of our depth.
We're in lubrication.
We're both out of our depth, yeah. Anyway, fucking Justice League. So Zack Snyder started Justice League. Like you said, it was planned. He already planned two movies. Mm-hmm. He had his big bad in
Darkseid.
Yeah, Darkseid. There we go. Darkseid was actually created before Thanos. Did you know that?
Yes.
Thanos was modeled after Darkseid. Little fun nerdy comic book fact. Tell your friends. Or you won't have friends if you're interested in that. So he had his two movies planned and he had started production on it. And things were going all right. Okay. Yeah. Look, I mean, he had a vision for it.
He had a vision, but as you mentioned, he's coming off the back of movies that were... The first one was kind of divisive.
The reception
the second
of,
one was,
of Batman v Superman wasn't great. And that made the studio panic.
Yes.
Because the studio then started meddling. I mean, we had a lot of production issues, right? So, like I said, DC started to get nervous. And they were like, Marvel's beating us because of their vibrant, colorful characters.
Yeah. Lighter tone.
You need to fix this, essentially. Yes. So they did sort of get involved and bring in Geoff Johns.
Yes.
So they brought in Geoff Johns and another guy.
Yeah.
And they started kind of to
push back.
And take sort of more and more control away from
Geoff
from
Johns
from
was,
Zack
was
Snyder.
A big DC comic book writer who was then becoming the, what was it, head of creative?
Creative for, head of the fucking world.
Of the DC movies.
Yeah, I don't know. He was a higher up in DC. And he Geoff Johns and this other guy had to be on set every single day.
Oh.
Yeah, to watch him.
I don't know.
And make suggestions and stuff. They tried to add jokes and shit. Yeah, they tried to add like jokes and stuff and give like... So Zack Snyder, who thought he had like full creative control, was now... They were like tightening their grip around the production of this movie. For instance, right? They initially gave him the power. They said, you can do what you want. But then he came like with the idea that Bruce Wayne would fall in love with Lois Lane. Don't even get me started.
Oh,
but, so his thought process behind that was that Bruce Wayne would fall in love with Lois Lane because their names rhymed.
Exactly.
No, not because of that. But then he would have like this conflict inside him because he knew that the only way to save the world was to bring Superman back and she was still in love with Superman. It's an unnecessarily convoluted plot point for this film.
I mean, Zack Snyder's not known for that.
Yeah. Look, luckily, Warner Brothers put a stop to that. And that's when they started to get to skrik a bit, because they're like, this one's going a bit tatty. So that's when they hired Geoff Johns and that other guy. So Snyder obviously started to feel that he was being babysat. They kept trying to inject like humor into it, like on set and stuff. But then you start to think like, who the fuck is directing this movie? Is it me or is it you? Right. So, and then on top of that, they told Snyder that he has to keep the runtime at 2 hours maximum.
And he was aiming for like, what, 3 hours a movie? At that
time. Because he was now building, if you think about it, it's a lot of characters. So he now had to introduce the characters that weren't introduced before. He had to give them a little backstory or whatever and sort of build into the, you know, the team forming.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do that in 2 hours because he had already had his plan. He already set out to do his shit.
It storyboarded everything.
Look,
Ross.
Man, once it's storyboarded, set in stone. That's how it works. Look, storyboards are very important. Don't get us wrong. Storyboards.
He does it himself, right?
Does he?
He storyboards his own things, I'm pretty sure.
Is it?
Yeah, I read that somewhere, I think.
That's quite impressive. Uh-huh. It's like Cameron drawing Jack's woman. What's her name?
Yeah. So,
Rose.
Yeah. So yeah. James Cameron drawing Rose in Titanic.
Yeah, that's the one.
You can't just like Cameron drawing Rose and then like...
No, why the fuck are you here? Yeah? You can fucking translate for them.
Contextualer.
You speak Ross.
I'm fluent in Ross.
At this point, yeah. So... Yeah, like I said, they gave him a 2-hour run cap. Mm-hmm. And they were trying to force the film to obviously be as profitable as possible. So he couldn't accomplish everything in 2 hours.
Oh, couldn't he? Yeah, but also you kind of dug your own grave at this point, right? Because all the story decisions. So I guess this is where some tensions are coming in.
Yeah.
Because they've allowed him to do everything to this point.
Yeah.
The reason for the reaction is because of pushback, because of fan reaction, because they're not happy with critical reviews of the film. And now they are like, okay, now we need to pull back a bit.
Yeah.
But they're at the third film.
So. Yeah. It's like, you're a bro.
It's like, guys.
Learn your fucking lesson.
Timing.
But then, look, his daughter did commit suicide.
Yeah.
That is something that happened. Mm. I don't even know this, but his wife is a producer for Warner Brothers, which explains why he keeps getting work.
Yeah,
it's who you know.
It's who you know and who you married to.
So things were getting a bit hectic for both of them.
Mm. And as I understand it, he initially decided to carry on with...
Yes.
Because the film was in post-production already, so they'd already done all principal photography. He was doing the edits and stuff, and he thought that it would help distract him from the trauma of
his daughter. Look, he carried on working, his wife as well, but eventually, with the added pressure from the studio to sort of change things and whatever, plus the suicide of his daughter, they both decided, okay, we need to take a break and we need to quit. Yeah. So they both quit. And,
I mean, there's some discussion around whether it was quit or... Was all the producers being so pissed off? Like,
they didn't
mutual,
help.
You know,
they didn't help with the process.
Yeah,
let's put it that way. Yeah. Based on my research, they didn't necessarily straight up fire him per se.
But they weren't sad to see him go.
And then one lie that was told was that Zack Snyder chose his successor. That was a lie.
Yeah, that was pushed quite hard when Joss Whedon was announced.
Yeah. So Joss Whedon was announced to bring in, to finish the film.
Yeah. Which at that point, I think a lot of people were fairly happy about because he still had, the second Avengers movie wasn't as well received as the first one, but he still had a lot of goodwill from that first Avengers, I think, at that point.
Yeah, I mean, he had some clout. When you make like the most popular superhero movie ever at that point, you got some clout, my G. Yeah.
And this is obviously pre-Joss Whedon scandal as well, which we unfortunately can't dive into right now.
Yeah, fuck Joss Whedon or something. Yo, never meet your heroes. I was a fan of like Buffy and
Firefly.
Yo, Firefly was so good. Even the movie afterwards, Serenity. So sad.
Fuck Joss Whedon.
Fuck Joss Whedon. So, Joss Whedon comes on board. He's supposed to like assist in the writing and so on. And Warner Brothers then they
minimal
see,
reshoots.
Yeah, yeah. No, they see a first cut.
Yeah.
They do not like the first cut.
No.
They order reshoots.
But not a lot.
No, they
still Zack's vision. Still Zack's vision.
Is it though?
No, this is the
they said.
This is what was coming out.
Yeah. So they ordered reshoots. They fast forwarded reshoots. Because even like when Joss Whedon was brought onto like script doctor and stuff, they were already planning a Batgirl film.
Yeah.
Like him and Jeff Johns.
Yes. And because
that's
of,
not happening anymore.
Because of his whole background with Buffy and all that, like he's the person to write strong female characters to direct the movie.
Yeah. So then Whedon, after they ordered the reshoots and stuff, he reshot 75% of the film.
Yeah. Which is quite easily found.
fuck my life.
Of
that's a lot.
Henry Cavill's upper lip.
Oh, you mean mustache gate? So check, fucking Henry Cavill, right? After Super,
he's
after
busy.
After Justice League,
he's a busy, I mean,
yeah, he's a hot potato. Mm. So after Justice League, he fucking was started filming Mission Impossible 7.
Fallout.
Mm. Great movie, by
Fantastic.
The way.
Fantastic.
Oh, God.
One of the best action movies ever.
Whew. In most actors' contracts, when they film a movie, there is always reshoots written into the contract. You never know what is going to... They shot whatever, they look at it, they're like, no, we need to reshoot this. Mm. So it's normal for reshoots to happen.
Yeah.
To this extent, that's not normal.
Yeah.
But they bring Henry Cavill back, and he has a mustache because his character in Mission Impossible 7 has a mustache. Which,
so he's contracted to maintain his facial hair.
Yeah, no. So it's, fucking it's, Warner Brothers are like, hey, guys, can we shave the mustache? No. We can't.
No.
And they're like, please. And they're like, no.
No, we need it.
And you guys, why are you being such dicks? And he's like, because fuck you, that's why.
Yeah. His beard doesn't grow overnight.
And they're like, what are we supposed to do?
If Henry
like,
Cavill
I don't know, CGI
like
it.
If Henry Cavill's like me, it's going to take him like a couple of months to get
no,
like,
3 years for me.
That's why I just don't shave it off.
Yeah, I can't at this point. I'm actually terrified of what my chin looks like.
There's not much chin there. I can see it.
No, it's not a chin. No. It's a neck and then face.
Shoulder, neck, and then bottom lip.
I'm crying on the inside. So Warner Brothers literally had to pay to fucking CGI the mustache out.
Yeah.
And it looks horrible.
It is so visible. It's one of those monstrosities.
Yes.
You cannot unsee it.
Yeah, it's bad, bruh. It's bad. If you watch the movie, you'll fucking see. In the opening scene.
Yeah, they open with that.
So, yes,
and this is why it's easy for you to see how much was reshot.
Yeah.
Because any scene involving Henry Cavill basically is a
mustache
reshot
gate.
Is a reshot scene.
It's mustache gate. So mustache gate happens and that cost a fuck ton of movie just to CGI that mustache out. I'm a fuck ton of movie. Fuck ton of money.
It was a fuck ton of movie as well.
Yeah. Well, what is the runtime? What did the runtime end up being
of that film
of Justice League afterwards? Yeah, the theatrical release.
Yeah,
it wasn't long.
No,
Jody is giving it a googs. He's
checking
giving it a
Wikipedia.
Why didn't you just Google runtime? Why didn't you just Google runtime?
120 minutes.
Yo, oh, that's short for a superhero.
For anything.
For a ensemble superhero movie. Yeah. So mustache gate happens, whatever, and Whedon shoots 75% of the film. Mm-hmm. I have a quote from an executive, an anonymous executive.
Ah, we like those ones.
Yeah, we love those ones because they give you the real skinny.
Yeah.
So
yeah, see.
Yeah, see, gonna give you the skinny, see? You don't know the half of it, man. Gonna shoot you with an atomic gun. So this anonymous executive said, when we got to see what Joss actually did, it was stupefying.
Whoa.
The robber on the rooftop, so goofy and awful. The Russian family, so useless and pointless. Everyone knew it. It was so awkward because nobody wanted to admit what a piece of shit it was.
Do you think he put everything down that was on his heart?
No, I think he still had more to give.
Whoa.
Yeah, so that...
Whoa.
That was the vibe. Mm. And by that time, it was too late.
Yeah. Because I mean, they had decided that they were not postponing this film under any circumstances. That's why we got...
Because as we discovered with this show... Mm. If you postpone a film, every single fucking day costs you money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Every single day. And they were like, that movie's coming out on our release date, come hell or high water.
Yeah.
Both of those things happened to that movie and it's highly visible.
Yeah. So after the backlash, after the horrible reviews, after, you know, everything, release the Snyder Cut was born.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Release this night. You know it's not official until it's a hashtag.
Yeah, no,
it's
real.
There were also the reports of the abuse thing which bolt into it, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, that came a lot afterwards.
After the film, and then when the Snyder Cut started gaining traction.
I mean, the abuse stuff really started gaining traction last year, I think.
Yeah.
And the Snyder Cut stuff, Zack Snyder, who sole alone operates on Vero.
Isn't that platform owned by like a very terrible human being?
I don't know.
I think it is.
Probably.
If you had your computer, just go.
He uses that.
Yeah, he only uses that. It's really fucking weird.
So he used that platform to start.
No, so he admits that he encouraged it, but at that point when he was encouraging it, he still thought it was a pipe dream. He didn't think that it would happen. So he was just playing up for the fans because he had never seen Justice League. He still hasn't seen it, the first cut.
So he doesn't know how different it is.
No, so his wife, when she saw the film, she saw it with other producers, Warner Brothers producers and execs, and even Nolan was there when they watched the film.
Because he got a writing credit, right? Because he was involved with Man of Steel, so he's still
easy by his writing credit. And the other, what's that other motherfucker?
Who? Nolan's brother?
Writes? No. He was right.
Chris Terrio. Yeah.
Let me start with Chris Terrio. Anyway, so they were in the room, they all saw the film, and after seeing that and seeing the cut, they then made a pact. I quote, made a pact to never let Zack Snyder see it. Her and Nolan.
Oh, that's interesting.
So he has never seen the film. He hasn't seen Justice League.
So does he not own a computer or a TV?
No, the only...
does she like just run around switching off TVs when it comes on?
The only... No. You know, where are all the TVs, honey? We were robbed again.
Just imagine Michael Bay filming this. Zack Snyder's wife running.
Yo, cock man. That can be a whole action film.
That's all action film. Just stopping Zack Snyder from seeing Justice.
Yes, he's never seen it. His wife has stopped him at every time. Anyway. So, having known that, the only thing he had was what he shot. So, he basically took a laptop, his laptop, when he left, and he only had the footage that he shot, and he thought he was just going to show it to friends and stuff. That footage was apparently in black and white because fucking Zack Snyder pretentiousness. I'm going to shoot it in noir.
Yeah, see?
Okay. Yeah, his pitch was like, yeah, see? Imagine Justice League, but noir.
With Batman not being a detective at all.
Batman's the only one in color. Anyway, so he thought now, okay, I have this footage, I'm going to show my friends, whatever, whatever. Then, like we said, hashtag Snyder Cut gains traction.
Yeah.
Fans start fucking mooring it. Affleck gets involved. Gadot gets involved.
Well, we have to say this. Ray
you Fisher can say this.
Because it's still the same space.
Yes.
Pants are still on, but...
Yeah, disappointingly, pants are still on.
It's just too much effort, man.
But a girl can dream.
You say while rubbing your thigh.
Yes, well. Setting the mood.
So, Ray Fisher from the start was like, hashtag Justice League as well, right?
Yeah.
And subsequently, we found out why.
Yeah.
All of the issues that he had.
They had cut a lot of his shit.
Yeah. With Zack Snyder's version, apparently, Ray Fisher was the heart and soul of the film. He was the one kind of driving the story forward. He's the one who brings the Justice League together. Which is often the role side
through the internet.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Through emails.
Cyborg is usually like scanning the internet and stuff.
Yeah, it was basically a pandemic. Yeah. He was arranging Zoom meetings. So they all just like zoomed in. You know, hey guys.
If you know that ringtone, you know what's up, bro. Remote working.
Yes. Well, I think a lot of people are getting PTSD. So Ray Fisher was the one actor I would say who was actually like, this thing exists. I'm behind it. He's sending out hashtags.
Yeah, but that is also like...
got on it much later.
This is his big break, to be fair.
Yeah, he
had an agenda.
True.
So, because this was this was the vehicle that was gonna, you know, shoot him into the stratosphere.
Yeah.
I'm being sarcastic. Yeah,
wouldn't have done it. But a girl can dream.
A girl can dream, Jody! In this time, he had already started production on Army of the Dead.
Yes.
Which is his film releasing this year.
The trailer just came out. Yeah. So exciting.
So exciting. I just did that without moving my mouth. Just to highlight how excited I am. So to the point where like the fans fucking pooled money together for a billboard at Times Square.
Yes.
Hashtag release the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, I mean, this thing built for the longest time. It was just like a core group of crazy fans.
Yeah.
Who were like
crazy.
Release the Snyder Cut, hashtag Snyder Cut, tagging Warner Brothers, tagging whatever they could think of.
Yeah.
And for the longest time, also, Warner Brothers was like, nope.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. Not going to happen. Not doing this.
Yeah. So, when Gadot joined, Affleck joined, like, it just started to snowball. Mm. Like, they couldn't ignore it anymore. So then they started talks, right?
Mm.
They started to open because WB was like, okay, what if we give in?
Yeah.
What if we release what you shot?
Mm.
So they came to him and they said, we'll release what you have without extra footage.
Mm-hmm.
Zack Snyder said no.
Mm. Kind of going against everything that had been pushed with the whole Snyder thing up until this that guy. Point. Because the whole argument was the entire film is there, it's ready, he's already done all principal photography had been completed.
Yeah.
That's what was said.
The studio said, release what you have without any extra read all about it. Without any extra footage. And he said no.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I will do this on one condition that I can film what I want and I have full control, creative control.
Mm, his vision.
So they're like, why would we agree to that?
Yeah.
And he says, I quote,
mm-hmm.
Here's why. Three reasons. One, you get the internet off your back.
Oh, yeah.
Which is probably your main reason for wanting to do this. Two, you get to feel vindicated for making things right, I guess, on some level.
Okay.
And then three, you get a shitty version of the movie that you can point at and go, see, it's not that good anyway. So maybe I was right. I was like, no chance. I would rather just have the Snyder Cut be a mythical unicorn for all time.
That I can hype up.
Yeah. right? So they agreed. And he could shoot like shoot some shit, but I don't know if they set up because currently, or last when I checked, the reshoots cost $70 million.
Yeah, they were budgeting 30.
They budgeted 30 in the beginning, and it ballooned to 70, even though Snyder waived his fee.
Mm.
So he didn't get paid for this.
Okay, shame.
I don't know. Do what you want with that.
Yeah.
So then cast members were excited to return, and he shot it, and he wasn't beholden to DC's current canon. This was a story on its own.
Yeah.
He was going to shoot it, and it was just going to be complete.
Yeah.
And that kind of explains Joker Jesus.
So Joker Jesus is the Jared Leto Joker that's been revealed in the trailer.
Yeah, with a literal thorn of crowns on his head, posing in a holy manner. And this is just Snyder, I think, embracing the meme.
Mm.
It's the same thing with the trailer releasing and him going, we live in a society.
Yeah.
He knows what they're saying about him. They know, and I think at this point, he just doesn't care anymore.
Yeah.
And he's basically releasing this shit. Whether it be cringy or not, he's releasing it intentionally.
And look, Ross, I want to touch...
Jody.
I just want to touch on director's cuts in general.
Right? Yeah.
So... They often work, but they also sometimes don't work. There are some really good versions out there. Blade Runner's director's cut. There's a million versions, but the director's cut is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Lord of the Rings, the director's cut, even though those films are long,
they're worth it though. Cut
are amazing.
It adds. Yeah, it adds so much.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
The I Am Legend as a director's cut that I didn't know about.
It's better.
Has a much better ending.
Well, you can watch the ending on YouTube.
Yeah.
But it's so truer to the book as well.
Exactly, because it just explains character motivations better. There are also some crappy ones.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't always work out. Dumb and Dumber, Bad Santa, very famously.
Dumb and Dumber is a director's cut.
Yeah, apparently.
Have you seen it?
All the jokes, no, but the Farrelly brothers included every joke that they cut, and it's just toilet humor to the nth degree. So Dumb and Dumber is already toilet
humor. Yeah.
the stuff they cut was worse.
But this is also why, you know, they filmmakers usually say films are made in the editing room.
Yeah. And it's a compromise process. Right? And the very famous shitty director's cut I have to mention is George Lucas and what he did with Star Wars, with the original trilogy. Just, it's an example of just leave
no, but alone. He, yeah, well, that was a different thing because he, technology kept improving and he kept wanting to go back and fix it.
My absolute favorite is Jabba. Han and Jabba. Yeah. And they literally... It looks like they edited him on PowerPoint. Yes. Because they just drag him over Jabba.
Yo, my bro. Like, so, what was so he thinking?
So, it doesn't always work, right? Mm. And as you said, films get made in the editing room. Any real version of a film is a compromise between a director's vision,
yeah,
producers wanting to make money, and trying to figure out what's best for the audience.
There's a lot of factors, bro.
Like. Exactly.
It's almost like it's a team effort.
You know. So, this one, yeah, you and I have spoken about
yeah,
it for
but
a while.
We,
right?
Yeah, because we are at a point now, I think we both feel like we just want this to be over.
I just want it to come out. Yeah. And I just want it to be done. I don't like that there are already seeds being planted for part two, because Zach's already said that this ends on a cliffhanger.
No, he's...
Even though everyone, HBO, Warner Brothers, everybody... has said that they are not going to be doing part two. He's already planting seeds now because he knows.
Yeah, he's a bastard.
You see, and this is where the risk of like giving into what could be construed as a toxic fandom comes in.
That's
a discussion,
Jody,
that we haven't even had.
They are not a toxic fandom because they raise money for charity.
Yeah.
Okay, you know that.
Yeah.
Jamie, would like you to weigh in on this. Can toxic fandom still raise money for charity and not be toxic? Like, is that a thing?
I think it's not a thing. In any case, I mean, we didn't haven't even spoken about this.
No, we haven't.
The only reason that this really took off is because the fans jumped on all these little things that Zack Snyder was doing and started pushing for these movies to be released. Yeah. And if you've given in the first time, and you now say, okay, fine, we're releasing the Snyder Cut. What is to stop them from doing it the second time?
That's right. What's to stop them from storming the Capitol at Warner Brothers?
Hashtag Donald Trump and his toxic fandom. So
but you're 100% right, bro. I mean, look, you also have the like fan expectations is also quite a funny thing. Mm. You and I are both watching WandaVision, for instance. Mm. We are actively on the internet and you see the fan theories being thrown around.
It's crazy.
And when you actually watch the episodes and you don't see what you expect to see or what you've built up in your head.
Yeah, because of these fan theories.
Yeah,
you get
so disappointed.
For no reason.
And it actually spoils the whole experience.
Exactly.
Because you fucking not watching, you're looking for Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And you're looking for hints and you're looking for to tie all this cuck in.
Yeah, when all
that's
you should
why,
do is like let things
exactly.
Unfold.
And even in the feed, my own feed, I will say I am getting a little tired of the MCU canon and trying to tie everything together.
Yeah.
I'm getting a little sick of it.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy every piece of media on its own. And if you tie it together and I remember something
cool.
It's fine.
Yeah. That's what it used to be like, right?
Yeah.
That's what made the first Avengers so innocently enjoyable because we kept seeing these little things like there's Captain America's shield in Iron Man 2.
Yeah.
There Hawkeye is in the first Thor movie.
Yeah.
Captain America in Ice was referenced in Hulk. It's like these little things that are like, hey,
yeah,
that's what you call it?
Effort.
You know?
I wear.
That made it fun.
But now the Justice League thing is a whole different story.
Totally different story.
And I mean, everybody was disappointed, but it's not a thing of like, oh shit, okay, let's fix it. Like that shouldn't have been a thing. It should have been like, okay, where can we take it from here now?
Let's learn from that.
And move on. Let's not appease people, drop 70 million, which is probably for something that is probably going to be terrible.
Yeah. And look, I guess my other frustration with this is that when the movement started, it was painted as you just said, that Zack Snyder had a movie.
Yeah.
He just needed to finish a little bit of editing. That's what everyone kept saying, you know. It's like, no, the movie's there. He just needs to edit a little bit.
He didn't have a movie, lad.
He clearly didn't.
Fucker.
Because if he had a movie, then that's what we would have seen now. We wouldn't have had reshoots. We wouldn't have had all these other things.
You wouldn't have to put 70 mil into it.
You wouldn't have had Jared Leto, Jesus Joker, just added into a movie.
No.
So even that whole campaign then is becoming a lot more disingenuous. It's becoming something that's like, the fans of Zack Snyder are going to love Justice League.
No matter what.
Irrespective of what comes.
It doesn't matter.
It's like, it's going to come out and it's going to be like, this is the best thing ever.
Yeah.
This proves us right. It's almost like people, and this takes me to my other frustration, which is...
Slow motion.
I haven't even gotten to that yet.
Fuck me. Okay.
But just the revisionism that people are viewing the older movies with now. So... Man of Steel had Superman killing Zod, which was very contentious, right?
Yeah.
People were pissed about it. Superman doesn't kill like that.
He doesn't kill like that.
Batman vs. Superman comes out as one of the worst twists ever with the Martha move, as the worst Lex ever put to film.
Batman also killing people there.
Batman killing people willy-nilly, and then people hated that film, but now they're all like, you know what? Actually, Zack had a vision. And,
on second thought, you know.
It's not actually that bad.
Mm.
The revisionism with that was like, also, just be true to your own convictions, man. If you didn't like the movie, don't change your mind now because you think that there's something exciting happening.
Oh, yeah. Stick to your motherfucking guns,
Stick to your guns. Watch it.
Look, you are allowed to change your opinion, but you're right. The reason that why they're doing this, is, I feel, is wrong as well.
Yeah, it's just that there's now all this hype with the Snyder Cut. People all want to be seen to be inclusive and want to be seen to be like, you know, part of this movement, and that's why.
Okay, so how do we stop them?
You just unplug the decoder.
Okay, first of all, we need more monster.
We've got an ESCOM.
How do we get control of the switch, though?
That guy was on leave, but then he came back. We just need to call
Listen,
him.
We watched enough Mission Impossibles to sort this out.
Between you, me, and deepfake Tom Cruise.
Also, Abby, what are you doing? Are you busy? Oh my word, it's so frustrating. And I just wanted to be done and I wanted to be over. And then even the promotional material, I did find out something interesting. No, it's not like wrong interesting,
but you wiped it up now. So
I found out the most interesting thing known to man
and woman.
When Zack Snyder's daughter committed suicide, the song Hallelujah was her favorite song.
Oh, is that why it's in the trailer?
It's not only in the trailer, but it's also in Watchmen.
Yes.
And it's also a rendition of the song where we played at the end of Justice League in the credits. And the movie is dedicated to
of
her.
Of course.
Yeah. So when people were... the people who made fun of me using that song, I bet you feel fucking bad now.
Yeah. But that's also like a guilt trip.
It is a guilt trip, yeah.
I just didn't like the choice of song.
But what we can fucking rail him for is that he held like this 2-hour discussion about the movie and shit. Mm. And that's when he released that footage of like the CGI. It was almost like a mood board.
With the apocalypse world and stuff.
No. It was like a mood board going through each character.
Oh, yes,
and each character also had religious poses and shit. You remember?
Yeah.
It had a Tom Waits song playing. And I still messaged Jody and I was like, this is so tonally mismatched.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. It has this folk type song.
I couldn't watch it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I tried. Before you messaged me, I tried. And I was like, I've lost interest.
So every piece of fucking promotional material and media and images and footage is just cringy to me.
And I've got a question.
Yeah, so ask me the question.
I will.
Nice.
Why did he film this one with a cliffhanger, knowing full well that he's only got this film to finish his story?
Maybe it's an homage to the Sylvester Stallone classic, Cliffhanger.
He's lesser known 90s mountain climber flick.
Go watch that if you got the time. I don't know. Maybe it's a big strategy to get him more work. Maybe you might convince him. Look, in the end, it's about how many people sign up for HBO Max and the streaming numbers on it.
That's true.
That's what it comes down to.
But in the same breath, the DC universe still needs to figure out what they are doing, right? They've got the standalone Batman coming out. They've got the Wonder Woman, which is part of the original established universe. They've got Aquaman, who's part of that established universe, and a Flash movie, which is part of an established universe.
Mm.
So, At some point,
it makes no sense.
You have to make up your mind.
Yeah, I can't deal. The only movie I'm excited for is The Batman.
Yeah. And that has nothing,
nothing to do with it. So we'll see. I mean, Flash movie is going to come out now. It's happening. Ezra Miller choked a woman.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
And that's just been like swept under the
rug. I'll keep bringing it up.
What's it? The Swedish woman or something?
If it's one thing we do, we'll keep bringing up these people's sentence.
Your shit is going to come out.
It's going to come out. We're going to... All 10 of our listeners are going to know exactly what you've done.
What you catching on. And they're going to Google you, and we're going to push you to number 7,925,201 on Google's most searched for list.
Wow. You don't want that.
No, you don't. That algo going to fuck you, man.
So, one more thing. I think the movie's 4 hours because of all the slow motion.
Definitely.
And if I have to watch another fucking slow motion montage of pearls being snatched and
in detail
and shooting of the gun, and I don't want to see Bruce Wayne's parents die anymore.
Why did you say that name?
Martha?
Your mommy's got the same name as mine?
Martha Booth. That's the full name.
Your mother Booth.
Okay, we spoke some cuck.
We really did.
Enough cuck.
Maximum MKT in this one.
Are you excited about the...
Like I told you before, man, I'm just excited for it to finish.
I was actually asking people who are listening.
So this isn't about me anymore?
I'm
just going to go.
You don't want to take your pants off. Yo, look at him taking out his headphones and everything. Let us know if you are excited about it. Yeah, I just want a feeler on the vibe.
Yeah.
Especially in the South African market. I don't think people give a fuck.
I know a couple of people who are excited for it, who are big Zack Snyder fans.
Well, cool. You know Zack Snyder fans.
They exist. And...
Are they toxic?
They are excited. I don't think they were part of campaigns, but they like Zack. And by all means, if you've been a fan of his throughout and... You want to see, this is the one thing that I think is a positive.
Yeah.
It's good for a director's vision to be realized. If a director wanted something to be viewed in a certain way, cool.
Yeah.
Get it out there. But, I just want this to be done, man.
Yeah, I blame 300.
Yeah, it's gotten him so much.
It's gotten him so much work.
And Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, because the remake wasn't bad.
Yeah.
But he kind of missed the point. Oh, that's another old thing. He misses the point so much.
But he makes it look so good.
He makes it look good, but he misses so many points.
Yeah.
All the time.
Fails upward, man.
Yes. The classic corporate strategy of failing upward. So we spoke some cuck. I hope you enjoyed that.
Yeah.
If someone wants to find us, where can they find us, Joey?
Go look us up on Instagram, Bicycle Brassle Podcast. Let us know in the comments if you agree with our MKT. Do you want Zack Snyder to do any more stuff in the DC universe?
Do you want him to just fade into oblivion?
Let us know.
Because that's my vote.
You're welcome to hit us up with long form email as well. Yes, Bicycle Brassle@gmail.com. Let us know.
We'll read it.
I'll read it.
Jody will read it.
I'll bullet point that stuff for us.
Read it.
I'll make a montage. A slow montage.
Actually, you send a voice note.
Oh, yeah. That'll be dope.
Send a voice note. Everyone stay safe. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Ross.